Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Believers in Christ embraced a deep personal relationship with God, who actively seeks to communicate with his followers. The Bible teaches that God is not distant or silent. He is actively involved in our lives, guiding and speaking to us in various ways. Whether through scripture, prayer, circumstances, or the Holy Spirit, God wants to reveal his truth, wisdom, and plans to us. This divine revelation is a vital part of our faith journey, helping us to grow in understanding, discern his will, and experience his presence more deeply. By being open and attentive, we can receive insights and direction God longs to share, leading us to live in alignment with his purposes. In today's sermon titled, God Wants to Reveal Things to You, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares a powerful reminder of God's desire to speak into our lives. Let's join in.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 26, that there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death. That means he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ or the Lord's Messiah. So as I read, the Bible says it has been revealed to him. You see, revelation knowledge is absolutely different from knowledge acquired by learning. Simeon had not been taught by anybody that he would see the Lord Christ or the Lord Jesus Christ, but it was simply made known to him by God. The Holy Spirit is the one who imparts the knowledge. Before he returned to heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said to his disciples that all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And again he said, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you, what he will reveal to you. So you see, it's the Holy Spirit that will reveal things to us, and that's what we call revelation knowledge. Because God wants to reveal things to you. God wants to talk to you. He wants to guide you every step of the way regarding what he has for your life. God has purposed things for us to do, and it's unique to every single person. Everyone on this earth has got an area of influence that God has actually assigned to them. Whatever God reveals to us is always truth. It's always pure and it's available to all believers. It's not about a preacher or about evangelist or about a teacher or a prophet or apostle. God's revelation knowledge is available to all believers. So God wants to reveal the good things he had for you. God wants to reveal greater things to you and me. You know, in the Bible, when Nathanael declared to Jesus Christ that, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Listen to what Jesus said to him. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. He then added to this, saying to Nathanael, very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So you see, as a Christian, you are not stagnant in your knowledge. From day to day, we are hearing from God. We are studying the Word of God. So the Christian life is not just about our initial encounter with the Lord. It's the revelation knowledge that follows. transforming our lives and guiding our steps. So God is ready to reveal things to you, and it's not hidden from you and me. We just have to cooperate with Him. We just have to fellowship with Him. We just have to have an open ear to listen to Him. So our journey begins with a life-changing encounter with the Lord. But we need to realize that living merely on past experiences isn't enough. We need to move forward with our relationship with the Lord and to see greater things and do greater things to glorify God. That's why we are here. You will experience greater things than your first encounter with the Lord. And that means you need fresh revelation of the Word of God. It also means hearing God's voice. It means that you are ready to have a listening ear to hear God. So have you reached a place in your life where you have a rough idea who God is and what He wants to do in your life, but have no clue about how to get from where you are to where God wants you to be? It's a question I'm asking. And that's where many Christians are. They are frustrated because frustration begins to set in when you don't know where you are. You don't know how you will move from where you are to where God wants you to be. But I tell you, the frustration beginning to set in because you lack direction and clarity on how to progress further in your relationship with the Lord. But I tell you the truth. This frustration can be avoided if you go deeper into the Word of God, because God promises to reveal things to us through His Word. God is a speaking God. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So Jesus expects you to hear Him. He is speaking all the time. That means His voice is speaking. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." You see? So His voice is always speaking. God is a speaking God. All over the pages of the Bible, we see God speaking to nature. We see Him speaking to His people. If you look at the creation story, you will realize that God is a speaking God who wants to speak to you and reveal things to you. In Genesis chapter 1, we all know this story. The Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Then God said, you see, He's a speaking God. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." You see, He's a speaking God. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. You see? Then God said, "Let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years." And it was so. You see? So God is a speaking God. Bible says that there was a famine in the land during the Old Testament time, besides the first famine, which was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, I want you to know that God is a speaking God, which is why I'm referring you to this stuff on the pages of the Bible. He doesn't speak to just special people. He speaks to all of us. So God appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father." These were the words God spoke to Isaac. He speaks all the time. This is what even Jeremiah also tells us in the book of Jeremiah. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, this is Jeremiah speaking, prophet Jeremiah. Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, he's a speaking God, my friend. Do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. God speaks all the time, my friend. God has spoken to me several times, and he continues to speak to me because he's a talking God. And once I was totally sure I had heard God's words personally to me, I never doubted them. Because they have come to pass in my life, that's a proof that he spoke to my heart. That's a proof that God spoke to me. That is the proof. That's the outcome. That's the evidence. So always look for the evidence or the results. If somebody said to you that God has spoken to them, look for the results. Look for the outcome. Look for the proof. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me where I go. His voice is speaking. He has a message of great importance and purpose for each of us. Let us have a listening ear. Let us study the Bible. He speaks all the time. Let us meditate on his word. And that word will become alive in our hearts and become a revelation knowledge, which is far, far above every single knowledge. We have to listen at all times and follow his voice. He is a talking God who wants to communicate and have vibrant relationship with you, who wants to reveal things to you, things to come, who wants to reveal his will and purpose for your life. You should not attempt anything in his name unless we hear it first from him in a way that we cannot mistake. Because the Christian life is just not difficult, but impossible to live without the Holy Spirit's guidance, without the Holy Spirit's direction and wisdom. Because, you see, God's enemies are enemies of his children. And as believers, we have many adversaries. We have the devil and his demons fighting against us. Oftentimes, we find it difficult enough to do anything for God, even when we hear his voice clearly and know his spoken word is backed by his written word. You know, when God spoke to Moses that he should go and deliver his people from the hands of the Egyptians, God spoke to him, but Moses had to face obstacles upon obstacles and hardships, and God had to send him plagues after plague. Joseph had the vision, but went through problems before seeing his vision accomplished. Then David, his own family disqualified him, when God even sent the popular prophet in town, Prophet Samuel, to anoint him as king. His own family rejected him. They disqualified him. But still, what God has spoken will come to pass, and he was called from the bush to be anointed king. So, my friend, you need to hear God's voice before you take any step. Then later on in David's life, he was running from cave to cave because Saul wanted to kill him. Jesus faced so much opposition, including his own family. Even in his own hometown, he couldn't do much there. Peter was put in prison. What I'm saying is, even when God has spoken to us, we still have so many adversaries who will try and oppose us, let alone going on your own and trying to do things yourself. My friend, have time for God. Listen to him. Seek his guidance. He says that, look, I have good plans for you, plans which are not evil, plans which are good to lead you to a hope and a future. And also some of the translations say to an expected end. But the Bible says you will come to me and pray and I will hear you and say, if you will seek me with all your heart, then you will find me. God wants to speak to you. He wants to direct you. He wants to guide you so that you can live a meaningful life on this earth, so that you can glorify his name. Therefore, to attempt God's work without the leadership of the Holy Spirit is absolutely foolish and a recipe for disaster. He wants to speak to you, my friend. Stick to his word. Every time, have an open heart for his guidance. And I tell you, no matter what the enemy does, he will not prevail. Because when Jesus said yes, no one can say no. All we need to do is cooperate with him. If you are a believer, my friend, keep seeking him and listen to his voice. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the time to do so, so God can continue to reveal things to your life so that you will live a life of fulfillment. Because God's word, his revelation knowledge, is above all knowledge. So if you will receive him today, just open your heart and pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.